Hello.
Log Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of future NFL stars here on the Platform Show. Today, we have a fantastic guest. It's former LSU Tigers standout defensive back, Rashard Robinson, four-star recruit coming out of the state of Florida. And I'm most interested about finding out what led him to LSU being a Florida kid. But with that said, Rashard, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your time at the collegiate level is kind of come and gone, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the next level?
To be honest with you, man, it was a blessing, you know, while it lasted. And, you know, everything went by fast. That's one thing I really can say. And now I'm here.
And now you are here. And I know you've been getting a ton of attention. I mean, obviously, your skill set's fabulous. But I am curious, let's kind of go back to your Florida days. I mean, growing up in the hotbed of Florida, I mean, you guys have a ton of talent coming out of that state. 5, 6 years old, are you playing Pop Warner? And if you are you the kid, basically, if you get the football in your hands, you're scoring 6 points with it?
Well, to be honest with you, growing up, I was a track star at first. So I started playing football at the age of 8 years old. One of my cousins, he was the head coach for the Pompano Cowboys. So, you know, at first, you know, it was a little shaky for me, but I always had speed. So I really was known for the end of rounds and jet sweeps growing up as a kid.
Okay. And then obviously you got the speed, and then you do have, I mean, coveted length and ability for a defensive back. And obviously I think that leads to you, you know, obviously being where you're at today. So, you know, you go to Eli High School, and, you know, coming out of Eli, what led you to be a Tiger? I'm sure you had other options.
Yeah, actually I had other options, but I felt like, you know, LSU was the best place for me. You know, we had two former players, Avery and Patrick. They ended up going there. But, you know, Coach Raymond, that's one person I really can't say, you know, me and him had a real great relationship. We was close, you know, it was more like a father figure, you know, and a coach. So, you know, and I felt like he was the best secondary coach in the SEC, well, actually college football as a whole. So, you know, he was a real big factor of me going to LSU.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I have such respect for the LSU Tigers in terms of how they recruit people in the secondary and how productive you guys become at the next level. I mean, it's just I think you guys are like, you know, an NFL factory for the NFL for guys playing safety, defensive back, nickelback, et cetera. I mean, a long list of very talented guys, and you're also on that list. Obviously, we know the stories. I mean, you know, it didn't end the way you wanted it to at LSU, but, I mean, as you go through this draft process, how much your team's just kind of focusing on you moving forward and just kind of letting the past be the past and worrying about what you bring to the table athletically?
Yeah, actually, you know, I did some things, you know, that I wasn't even proud of doing, you know, just from my past, the whole past at LSU. I hate, you know, leaving LSU like that. But, you know, the teams, they asked me about what everything what happened up there, you know. I just had to be honest with them and, you know, just let them know. But, you know, all I'm just trying to do is just move forward and, you know, whoever, you know, just takes the time out, you know, just to go ahead and take me, it'll be a blessing. But, you know, I've learned from my past. You know, I'm just ready to just be productive. That's one thing I can say, productive and accountable for everything.
Definitely. Once again, Rashard Robinson, the former LSU Tigers standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks out there listening, you can always check this interview out again at iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio at collegeyourpro.com. And you guys know we've had Tyrann Mathieu, we've had Patrick Peterson, Jalen Mills, we've had Gerard Simon. I mean, countless amounts of defensive backs from LSU, and glad to have another one in Robinson on the show with us today. Kind of let's take us into why scouts and teams are going to crave you. I mean, why they're going to want you come draft day around April 28th through the 30th. You're going to be a hot commodity. I mean, if you're in the film room, they're breaking down tape. What are they going to love about you as a defensive back? What do you do? What are those home run qualities, my man?
Well, that one thing about me, you know, aggressive. I love the jam. I'm not scared to come up and make a tackle. I'm a worker. You know, every time I got there, I'm going to compete. You know, I'm going to push myself to the best of my ability, you know. So they're going to have a hard worker and a real good ball player, you know, somebody who's a team player and just want to go out there and win a game. won a Super Bowl.
Definitely. And I two starts as a freshman. I think your first game, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you faced Mike Evans, the first-round pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a few years ago. I mean, what was it like knowing that this is your first time in the SEC, big-time college football, and you're going against the caliber of a guy like that?
Well, you know, it was a time I just had to go ahead and put on my big boy pants. You know, high school was over with. I know he was a great player. So I had to make sure I studied him, you know, look over at him in the field room and just work on my technique and go out there and just play ball.
And yeah, I think you accomplished that. I mean, what are your teammates telling you? I mean, what do the coaches? I mean, obviously they don't want you to give up big plays, but I mean, what do you think? Maybe in your own words, what were their expectations? I'm sure you know anybody going out there the first time, they're probably somewhat hesitant. But you know, what do you think? Maybe the process was beforehand in terms of what they wanted you to do or hope you were able to accomplish, and then after you had that game against him and you played the level you did, what do you think maybe their thoughts were afterwards?
Well, you know, at first, I can't really be honest, but I know they were just telling me just go out there and have fun. That's one thing they
okay.
did say. It was like, just go out there. It's just like another day, just like in practice. And thanks to Odell and Jarvis, you know, just the whole receiving corps, you know, they prepared me for that. So I just went out there, you know, with a clear mindset, you know, that I'm just going to come out here and just dominate. Like, that's the only thing I really had on my mind was dominate and nothing else.
Excellent stuff. And, you know, we're talking about what you do well on film. Is there anything out there that scouts need to know about you that they've yet to find out that they may not see on film? I mean, just maybe in terms of the defense you guys ran at LSU where you couldn't showcase certain skills. Should be your leadership qualities, could be game film study, I guess. What is a humongous bonus that you bring that these guys need to know about?
Well, to be honest, on the field, probably speaks for us a lot. I was out there, you know, just being a leader, you know, helping the dudes, you know, if we needed to check with the younger guys. I never gave up on plays. I probably had a few plays I slacked on, but I don't know. Like, one thing I can say, they probably just have to see for themselves, to be honest. But I don't really don't see anything out on the field. You know, I gave it my all every time I was on the field.
Definitely. And that's why, again, you're where you're at today, obviously the physical abilities and what you've shown already definitely have these guys interested in what you can do. I'm curious, what's your height and weight right now?
Currently, I know at Florida they had me at 6'2". I was 176, I think, but I got on the scale yesterday. I'm 180 now, 180 pounds.
Okay. Yeah, it's crazy how that, I mean, it fluctuates. I mean, I know just weighing myself every day. It's amazing how you could eat the same stuff every day, but yet you could be 3 or 4 pounds heavier within between days. Leading up to Pro Day, and I want to kind of get back to Pro Day as well, but were you training anywhere in Pacific as you kind of, you know, wanted to get in the peak position?
I had went down to Tony Villani in Boca Raton.
Oh, yeah.
I was training at, so he helped me a lot with my starts and just working on my drive phase, just the different phases in my running. So, you know, I went down there and he helped me out a lot.
Nice. What they clock you at your pro day?
They said from the times between 4.28 and 4.37.
Oh, man, that's just flying. And you just, like you said earlier in the show, I mean, you're a track star. You just have naturally been gifted with that speed, but it's fantastic. And, I mean, I'm sure you've had some interactions. You don't need to go team by team, but when you talk with the scouts, maybe on a one-on-one basis or maybe what you hear from your agents or whatnot, I mean, what are they liking about you as we get closer to this thing?
Well, so, even though I missed the whole year and everything, they said I work hard. That's one thing I can say. They like me a lot. That's but I don't know. It's just something that sticks out, I guess, because I'm a tall corner. You know, I'm a rangy corner. I'm aggressive. So
yeah.
They have a lot of, you know, I have my attributes. You know, I have my flaws too, even with my technique and stuff. But you know, those are some things that they really do like.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, you're the prototypical NFL size and length and speed for what guys want at the next position. And you touch base maybe on the technical side of things, but that's what coaches are for, that, you know, teach you the right technique and maximize what you can do on the field. Once again, former LSU Tiger defensive back Rashard Robinson. Nice enough to join us here today on the C2P. Once again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, CollegeToPro.com will be featuring his bio. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. Rashard, it's a cliche question, but I ask it of all the guests. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody that's the next level, or is there anybody that you maybe compare yourself to? And we know you're not saying, hey, I'm as good as this guy yet, but just guys that you maybe pattern yourself after or just like watching?
You know, one person I can say is Patrick. He's a technician. That's one person I always watch. Him and Darrell Revis, also Josh Norman. They're aggressive off the jam. They're on the line. Pat, he plays both sides of the field. You know, he's a technician. Darrell Revis, he's a lockdown corner. And Josh Norman, he's an upcoming tall corner, you know, and he's trying to make a name for himself. So those three corners, you know, I really do in some type of way, you know, try to not really try to play like them, but take some of their, how can I say it? Really take some of their pros and just use them in my game.
Definitely, yeah, and those are great three selections. And actually, well, we weren't doing the podcast when Darrell was going through the collegiate level, but we had Josh on down at the East West Shrine Game, and then we had Patrick on a couple times as he was going through the draft process. So hopefully a couple years from now, guys are mentioning you as a guy that they pattern yourself after when I ask that question to them. For you, I mean, April 28th through the 30th, it's so close. I mean, do you daydream that far? I mean, how you're going to spend the day? Do you want to be close to the TV? Do you kind of want to be as far away from it as possible? Kind of take us into your mindset right now.
Well, to be honest, I really don't know what, you know, my fate is once the draft comes, but probably I might watch it, you know, the first 2 days, and then I might just, you know, spend the day fishing, and if I get a call, I just come back in.
Definitely, yeah, I'm sure it has to be a crazy time for you. And I'd be, like I said, I don't want to pry into, you know, team visits and et cetera, but do you have some visits coming up? Do you think you're going to be somewhat busy maybe making the rounds leading up to the 28th?
Yeah, I have a couple visits scheduled. So, you know, once I get done with my visits and everything, we'll see how it goes really then. So, you know, just got to make a good impression, you know, and just continue doing what I've been doing.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Rashard Robinson, kind enough to join us here today on the C2P. Obviously, I'm sure you received plenty of phone calls from people who are out there to represent you, but Ronald Butler is the guy that you chose. I mean, what did Ronald bring to the table where he knew, you know, he was the best fit for you?
Well, to be honest, he's a great agent, you know. He stays on top of everything. You know, he lets me know how everything is. And, you know, we had set out a plan. So he strategizes with everything. We have a calendar, everything set up. So everything is just strictly business. There's no kinks or wrinkles and nothing.
And then obviously, like I said, fantastic stuff. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
All right. Now, if you had to earn some extra money besides playing in the National Football League, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
I'd probably be a fashion model.
Good. And just so you know, all defensive backs and wide receivers go with the male runway model. So you're in good graces. You're exactly normal in terms of that response. So, and then the final question for you, usually this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, if you could take any female celebrity on the planet out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Man, let me think about this one. Nicki Minaj.
You know, she's kind of been quiet in 2016. I ain't going to lie. Megan Good's been quiet. Nicki Minaj has been quiet. Rihanna's been quiet. Beyonce's always heavy, so we always get a heavy dose of Beyonce. But, yeah, I haven't heard Nicki's name in a while. Beautiful lady, though. But like I said, I just we always tally the names up and announce the winner on draft eve. So like I said, Beyonce, I think Rihanna took Beyonce down last year for the title. Other than that, I think Beyonce won twice. Halle Berry had one. I'm trying to think. Her name's escaping me, but she won a year prior to that. But, hey, man, I just wanted to say again, we appreciate you stopping by. I can't wait to find out where you land because, like I said, you just got too much talent to teams not crave you on draft day. But with that said, stay humble and stay hungry and be blessed, my man.
All right, thanks, and I appreciate the time.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Rashard Robinson, the standout from LSU, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know the drill. iTunes, Blog Talk, Radio, CollegeToPro.com, all other avenues to listen to this podcast again or download it at your leisure. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.